This is Jazz of Enchantment, a radio series spotlighting just some of the fine jazz players with ties to New Mexico. I'm Paul Ingles. Dark-haired, dark-eyed, upright bass player Luis Guerra makes quick eye contact with his playing partner across the studio, drummer Brandon Draper. A broad smile breaks out above Guerra's little soul-patch beard, acknowledging the groove the two have established during this impromptu jam. Born in San Antonio, Texas, Luis Guerra was first drawn to drumming and piano in his early years, but he told interviewer Roy Durfee that he begins counting his serious musician period from sometime in 1989.
Lo and behold, by the time I was like 14 is when I first got on a guitar. Couldn't really play the guitar. My friend had a bass lying around, an electric bass lying around, and I'd never played it, but the moment I got it, it was like I gave up everything else to pursue playing the bass. I don't know exactly why, but within a year, I was getting some calls to do some gigs, and I'd done like a little solo performance and was, you know, kind of really diligent about my practicing schedule, and I knew if you're going to be a musician, you really need to, you know, study the best you can and shed that, but school was kind of distant for me, so I just started studying privately.
Guerra went on to some pointed training on the bass and over the years has found himself backing Grammy Award-winning singers like Patty Griffin and Kim Ritchie, top jazz players like Fred Sanders, Jason Marsalis, and Kevin Hayes, and traveling to Cuba, Peru, Canada, and Spain to feed his eclectic muse. He came to New Mexico in 2003 at the age of 28 and has been a fixture on the scene ever since.
I definitely embrace jazz, have studied jazz my entire musical existence as a medium for self-expression, but I also played punk rock music, and that was just as valid, in my opinion, to express yourself. You know, for me, it's all music. That's what I'm celebrating, really, is just being a musician. So I don't really care if I'm considered this or that, you know, this type of musician. I don't have, like, a tradition that I'm trying to uphold and spread the word, the gospel of anything, jazz or blues or bass. That's not my mission, you know. It's really not. I feel like that's a distraction, actually.
In your sort of study of jazz as one mode of musical expression, were there any particular periods, players?
Definitely.
That really moved you?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, Jaco Pastorius, you know, just phenomenal musician in all realms, as an arranger, as a bass player, as a soloist, as a visionary. That's really kind of, I think, the bridge, you know, listening to Jaco and then from Jaco checking out who he was playing with, etc. And then it's just the floodgates were wide open. That was when I was, you know, 15, 16. So I was first listening to electric jazz and then really got interested in late 50s, like more hard bop jazz and then into 60s jazz. And when I first listened to, I remember very clearly when I listened to Maiden Voyage and heard Ron Carter's bass playing, that's when I really was like, that connected to me. That introduced me to, you know, earlier periods. So I started checking out Paul Chambers, of course, and then Jimmy Garrison. When the John Coltrane Quartet, when I was a senior in high school, that's about all I had to listen to was John. That's what I was listening to, John Coltrane and some of the Miles Davis. But I was very influenced by Jimmy Garrison and Elvin Jones, by the intensity that they were able to play with, even transferred into those recordings.
So how would you define your own musical identity? Or you'd rather not define it?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm just evolving. I'm too young to really have a quote-unquote musical identity. I'm searching. It's like we're inundated with so much information that I'm just processing it. So I really don't have a clear answer as to who it is or what it is I'm trying to be on the bass, but I still feel very compelled to express myself through the bass, because it's like kind of like I look at those guys as like the pioneers of the instrument of modern jazz or modern harmonic outside playing, modern rhythmic playing, where the beat is totally broken apart, you know, where it's like where is the beat? To me, that's kind of that's the exciting part of music, you know, or at the same time, taking it back to Jimmy Garrison, just become the anchor, you know, and be the fundamental part of it. So everything is kind of happening around you. But I'm in the explorative phase. Maybe in 10 or 15 years, I'd have a better answer.
When are we going to hear
some of my own...
Some of your own stuff. I know you write.
And, yeah. I don't compose for trio or quartet the way I compose for, say, soundtrack work or some of the commissions that I receive, where I'm writing in my own style, which is totally different. It's very influenced harmonically and rhythmically from jazz, but it's not what I'm pursuing. Now, in the future, I would like to take a good couple of years and write about 30 tunes, because I hear a lot of things in my head and I'm constantly influenced by the people around me, but I haven't sat down to actually command a whole, you know, record's worth of my own Luis Guerra compositions. And again, when you see stuff that I've participated on, it's going to be under a name that's more of an umbrella thing, as opposed to like, hey guys, check out my tunes, you know. That's just not where I'm at right now.
Bassist, percussionist, and composer Luis Guerra talking with Roy Durfee. You can hear more from Luis and other jazz musicians with New Mexico ties at our website, newmexicojazz.org. That's newmexicojazz.org for extended interviews, music, photographs, and more. Our staff includes Nola Daves Moses, Carol Boss, and Genevieve Russell. Funding from the New Mexico Humanities Council, the City of Albuquerque's Urban Enhancement Trust Fund, KUNM, and Good Radio Shows Incorporated. I'm Paul Ingalls.